This Week in Delaware County Community Affairs Radio Program, produced by the Wolf Boom Radio Group, which, by the way, celebrated an anniversary. What was it? I think it was last Thursday, the official date of Jay Chapman and Wolf Boom Radio.
I didn't know that. Congratulations.
You get a plaque for that?
Well, you should send it out. We'll message that out. Absolutely. That's what we do well.
This Week in Delaware County is kind of like the MuncieJournal.com radio version. We do this every weekend with movers and shakers. And this morning I'm joined by special guest Don Johnson. Look at that suit. I love it.
Well, thank you so much. But I have socks on. So.
That's true. He does have the socks. This is Jay Julian, president of the Muncie Delaware County Chamber of Commerce. As we are speaking, we just finished up another Muncie on the Move breakfast event. Nice warm room and a lot of good information and community happenings were shared.
It was fun, right? Muncie on the Move is always good, high energy, fun events in the morning. This one, this past one that you mentioned, Steve, especially so, we actually had more people than we attended. Learned a lot of good information about the community. I got to wear a construction helmet and all sorts of fun things. Yeah, Muncie on the Move is a lot of fun.
August 2nd is the next one, by the way. Plan that for your calendar. Muncie on the Move, Chamber of Commerce breakfast event. Speaking of the helmet, Todd Maracle hit you with a golf ball at the Chamber Cup. I did not know that last year.
Oh, you didn't see any of the photos.
No.
It was chipmunk.
Was there an ambulance?
There was no ambulance, but it was a pretty solid shot, and I felt it for a couple of weeks.
So he constructed a safety helmet. Chamber of Commerce / Mitts thing for you to wear this year at the event?
That's exactly what he did. In fact, afterwards, people came up to me and said, Jay, you almost gave your life for the Chamber. In fact, you might have mentioned something like that, Steve. I absolutely would do that.
It's a very nice helmet. It's green, too, which is, you know, very environmentally friendly.
I'm not sure I would have used the term very nice helmet. If I'm going for protection, I'm getting something else.
Let's talk about business. As we've discussed before so many times on this segment, you have to be very careful in your position to not give things away before they're allowed to be given away and or public or publicized. But at the same time, I like for people to know and our listeners to understand there is always something churning. There are always things in the pipeline from your perspective and those that surround you in their job.
Yeah, it's absolutely true, Steve. In fact... we oftentimes wish we could share more than we can because there are some really exciting things happening. Our pipeline of projects right now going into the summer, which is the busy time, construction season getting on, is really very strong. And certainly a lot of that activity is going to be in the Muncie and the general Muncie area. But there's activity going on literally in all areas of Delaware County. The whole I-69 corridor has been for a while now a pretty busy place. Mm-hmm. That's only going to increase. And Delaware County, if you look at it, we are right in the heart of that, right in between the two largest population centers in the state, Indianapolis, Fort Wayne. So we're right in the middle of that. And you'll see not too far in the distant future some people taking advantage of that.
Jay Julian, our guest this week in Delaware County. One of the other things we talk about on this and many other segments and on MuncieJournal.com and our radio newscasts as well, this whole notion of quality of place and how important that is and what efforts. There have been loads of efforts made in that regard in recent years. That matters to your business, as it were, in recruiting people and businesses to consider coming here.
It absolutely does, Steve. I've mentioned before that not too far in the distant past, and maybe 5, 7, perhaps 10 years ago, when we would talk to companies, quality of life, quality of place, questions would come up, but they would come up maybe in that 10 to 15, 15 to 20 question range. Mm-hmm. It's now a top 3 question. Oftentimes, it's the first question that we're asked. Wow. Because people now, especially millennials coming out of school and people with some skill sets that employers are looking for now, they're almost picking the place they want to live, looking for recreation opportunities, quality of health, quality of life, livability, affordability. They're looking for those sort of things and then crafting their career around that place. Companies have recognized that, and so it's increasingly important for us to get active there. We're still doing some of the very pure basic economic development activities, attraction, retention, those sort of things. But quality of life, quality of place for the next 5 years will be our main focus.
One of the other key components to any community is the health of their education system. And we could talk about Burris. We could talk about Yorktown. We could talk about the attributes of Delta and Delcom and so on and so forth. And we honestly can talk about the attributes of the Muncie Community Schools, too. The financial situation notwithstanding, that is being handled, dealt with, and whatever needs to happen there. We don't need to try and explain that. But what I wanted to focus on in this chunk of the segment was the graduation at Muncie Central High School just the other day.
Yeah, Steve, you're absolutely right. I'm so glad you asked about that. We do get asked about education attainment and educational opportunities here by folks that are looking at us. And obviously you start with places like Ball State and Ivy Tech. Mm-hmm. We're very fortunate to have both of those facilities mm-hmm. here. And the schools that you just mentioned, we have great, great K through 12 schools here all across the county, including Muncie Community Schools. It is true that MCS is going through some fiscal issues, but it is also important to note that corrective measures are being made to put those things back in place and back in line. All the while, the academic achievements of Muncie Community Schools have been trending up. Mm-hmm. So even Muncie Community Schools that you may see or read about and are doing this, Muncie Community Schools is trending up academically. You can get a good education virtually anywhere you go in Delaware County.
Muncie Community Schools, Muncie Central High School in particular, I think they achieved $7+ million in grants and scholarships for their graduating class this year. That's a record. The principal, Walker, has told me specifically of the coaching changes and additions they've made recently. That's a neat positive thing that's happened there. There was a national award that was given to Muncie Central High School recently for advanced placement AP courses and college readiness after high school. A lot of those really, really good things that benefit the students and benefit the community are truly there.
Now, you're absolutely right. Everything you just said is absolutely right. And you referenced the recent graduation at Muncie Central. I mean, how cool was that? Well attended, a lot of bright young people coming out of that. Many, Steve, with some pre-college achievement measures already in place mm-hmm. that they went through at Muncie Central. I mean, there's some phenomenal things that are occurring there. There's also something that just occurred to me that I need to give a shout out to. It happened at the last Muncie on the Move. Our own Whiteley community neighborhood was nominated to be for a national award for being the best neighborhood in the country. They went to Omaha, Nebraska, to the conference where that award was given out, and they won not one award but three awards. They were awarded the best neighborhood organization in the country. Our own Whiteley community here, big shout out to them. They've been working for a long time and have set the bar very high for all of our neighborhoods, but we should all try to achieve their achievement levels.
Talk about consumers and retail stuff in Muncie, Delaware County for just a minute here. Look at the fact that Dillman's Furniture, a mom-and-pop kind of place for a long time or forever, is now Art Van Furniture. That ribbon cutting was just this past week also. Of course, you got Gill Brothers Furniture and several other furniture stores. Seems to me, I'm just thinking out loud here, if the situation, the climate, the economy was in such a dire sort of stretch that people seem to talk about or write about sometimes, you wouldn't have that kind of stuff going on, would you?
No, I think you're right. We of course have the place in Daleville just opened up.
Gosh,
yeah.
I-69,
Art Van, you mentioned Dillman, Gill Brothers. Yeah, there's a lot of, you will see through this summer, Steve, a lot more retail development take place. A lot of it in the general Muncie Center area, but I think you'll see some in Yorktown, maybe Daleville, some other places as well. It is true that there's a shift in retailing. A lot more online activity has taken place, but there is still local-oriented things, specialty-oriented items. Those type of retailers are still climbing and still doing very well. Yeah, retail in Muncie is alive and well and doing. They're strong.
In the last minute we have remaining, don't forget, folks, be a chamber member. And what I mean by that is in these summer months that are upcoming here, know and understand there are young people and their families in the Muncie, Delaware County area. Orientation is officially underway at Ball State University. These people are going to be looking around the town. They're going to visit the stores. They're going to see what's going on, get the lay of the land for the kiddos. And we want to put our smiles on and make them feel well.
That's absolutely right. This is a key marketing time for all of us in Muncie. A lot of people looking at us. We want our hair combed, our shoes polished, smiling bright. You're absolutely right.
Tell them how to contact the Chamber of Commerce.
You can find us anywhere, 288-6681, Muncie.com. We're on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn. We're in the Horizon Convention Center. Come on down and come see us in person.
He is Jay Julian. I am Steve Lindell. This week in Delaware County.